Hey guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is the arena where we don't just talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about the pressure behind it. Because the truth is, a lot of people really do look successful online. And privately, they're panicking about money and debt and stress and business pressure and fear of failure. And entrepreneurship, I'm going to tell you right now, it will expose everything. It exposes your habits, it exposes your mindset, your resilience, your ego. And that's either going to build you or break you. God did not create people to stay trapped under financial shame and stay in survival mode forever. So today we're talking about debt and resilience and innovation and what it really takes to build something meaningful. Today's guest is Jason Saltzman. He is an entrepreneur helping people take back control of their financial lives while building businesses designed to create the real impact. Hello, Jason. Thank you so much for coming into the hot seat. Take me straight to a moment in your entrepreneurial journey where the pressure became very real. What happened? What exposed you?
Well, your intro really resonates with me. I'll start there because I don't feel like it's just one moment. It's compounded. And I don't think I think it's great what you're doing
Thank
because you really do look great on Instagram. You raise a little bit of money, you close a deal, where you post it on LinkedIn, you post it on Instagram, and that's everything everyone sees. What I don't think people really see is the sleepless nights. It's the wondering why the hell you did this in the first place. And for me, that gets compounded every second that goes by. The project I'm working on right now, it's so meaningful to me. We're helping families in the country, in this country, in their most vulnerable time. I feel a huge responsibility in that. We've also, on top of that, raised a lot of money to get the business off the ground. So I have investors that aren't just institutional investors. They're some of my friends and family. And I feel very connected to getting a return on that investment. And these are the things I think about when things aren't going right. And in a startup, most things aren't going to go right. I feel like you said, what you alluded to earlier, look, the universe is going to test you and see how much you actually want this. And the bigger the test, the bigger the prize, right? And so this is something that I had to learn to live with because most of the time things aren't going to be right. And every day I think about that. And every night where I'm up, not being able to sleep, thinking about that deal didn't go through or the idea that didn't hit right the way I wanted it to. It gets compounded in a way where I feel the weight on my shoulders. And if you're about to get into this game, you need to know that that's what's going to happen.
I mean, it's the up and down. I think it's going to come no matter what, right? Because that's the truth. We're in the arena, and I've always wanted my audience to understand, like, you're going to get your ass kicked regardless. Either you're going to be down and you're going to feel bad because you're not making an impact and you're not stepping in your potential, or you're going to step in your potential and you're going to get knocked the fuck out. It happens to everybody. But I think the greatest moments in my life, the lowest moments in my life, really taught me the most about success. And I think so many people have this, I'm not a fan of the curated Instagram stuff. Like, there's nothing on my show where you're going to see some curated perfect thing. The minute people are like, wow, you're so lucky. Listen, bitch, I will sit you down and I will show you every piece of my life to show you that it's not luck. Like, I had to be scrappy. And that hurt, that hurt, that hurt, that still hurts. That's going to hurt. The difference is that I keep going, right? And my success is not measured by how great things look on Instagram. My success is not measured by how much is in my bank account. My success to me became like, what's the biggest impact I can make? That's what I care about. And it taught me that. And I think these curated things where people really look great on the outside. I've worked with high income earners, women. I've coached them, and they were the most depressed people I've ever met in my life, where maybe they did have the money, but they didn't have everything else inside of themselves. They thought the money was going to be the thing. So I would say, like, your low moments, Jason, or when you're working with people, what has this really taught you about success?
I think you hit the nail on the head that success is it's not binary, and it's not it to me, look, it's for whoever you are, right? If you're the person that views success as somebody that you look at somebody else's view of you, and if they believe you're successful, then that's your success, then fine, right? Cool. I'm not gonna judge. Like you, that's not me. I feel like success for me is com is a, is a, is a, is a, is feeling like I'm making a positive impact with the efforts that I'm putting into something, creating value for all parties relevant. I feel like success isn't just a metric justified by even numbers in a bank account, unless that number in a bank account is going to provide peace in your life, right? To me, success is it's a calm feeling that I seek. What motivates me, what drives me, what gets into my belly is a calmness that I feel like I can only achieve when my anxiety has been leveled out. And the only way I can get over my anxiety at times is to feel like I'm making a positive impact. It's weird. If I feel like I'm not making a good impact and like I'm not doing what I should be doing, my life is out of balance. And I feel that pressure almost intuitively. And I know that like that, and it's crushing. It could be extremely internally debasing. And like honestly, like now that I'm talking to you, I feel like this is a little bit therapeutic, just putting it out there. But like I am very hard on myself. And I feel like most, high producing individuals are, right? Because that's the counterbalance to it. It's like almost like if you didn't see it and it didn't bother you, then how else do you fix something, you know? So that's where I'm at. And I know that's not perfect. And there's a lot of things that aren't healthy about that. But if you want to really know what it's like, you can go to my media coverage and an article that was about a raise that I did, or even one that I wrote, and be like, oh, he's lucky or successful, like you said. But this is the reality. The reality is most of the time we live in pain. And we put a smile on our faces, even if payroll's not about to be met. You know, even if that deal's not about to close or you're not, because that, you have to, for the sanity around you and for you don't want to bring people into that world. But that if you're going to get into this space, I'm going to tell you that, and you are too. And that's why I really got attracted to what you're doing here.
I mean, we can't sugarcoat stuff. And I think that it's possible for anyone to come into this arena. It's absolutely possible. But don't believe the people that want you to pay them $10,000 who are going to tell you that you don't have to suffer. I hate that. The toxic culture out there of business where people are like, no, really, just pay me $10,000 and I'll give you all the secrets so you don't ever have to suffer. You'll never make a mistake in your business. You guys, the mistakes in my business are exactly why I am able to look in the mirror. The mistakes in my business are what created me. Being that it has been the biggest launch pad, right? My whole soul is like, your mess is your message. Everybody's sitting on that stuff, that story, that shame, the disappointment, the failure. They call it the failure, right? Like, that stuff is what really creates real people, and the real people are the ones making the impact. And the thing that keeps me grounded is, honestly, like, I'm building a relationship with Christ, and every single day that I wake up, I'm like, how can I best honor this? Right? That means I don't get to stay comfortable. I don't get to lay on the couch and watch Netflix today. I'm going to go, move my body, fuel my body so I can have incredible conversations. I get to have five incredible conversations with people like Jason today. Am I stewarding my mission if I'm feeling sorry for myself or I'm stuck in my feelings or, I'm not willing to get into the arena? That's the success. Success is like waking up, being able to look in the mirror and feeling good about the decisions you made today. Move the needle a little bit at a time. What do you think is something that people out that in entrepreneurship, outside of like it's you're in the arena, what do you think they really don't understand about entrepreneurship until they actually experience it and get on the other side?
I just think there's a lot of people that are like, wow, I value the freedom. And I value the, you can write your own ticket, you hold your own ladder.
Yeah.
And the reality is it's quite the opposite, right? Because you're, yeah, sure, like maybe in theory you're creating your own idea, you're forging something on your own, which tends to seem like there's a lot of freedom attached to it, but you're basically you work for everybody else, right? You're the last person that gets paid, right? You're the first person that has to put their name out there, and if it doesn't work, you
It's
have the
on
shame
you.
of that or whatever that means to you. There's a lot more at risk as opposed to a str and there's like little to no structure until you've created it. And we need structure to scale to be successful. So you have to like learn how to build that shit, right? And you work for your employees to make sure they have enough. You work for anyone that's invested in you, anyone that's put a dollar into you or even helped you out in any way. You know, you have to, you owe them, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you got to eat, you know, and there's a tremendous amount of pressure around it. I think that that word freedom is loosely, you know, I've had family members that have, oh, I should have did what you do.
Yeah.
You know, I went into this and went to school for X amount of years, and it's like, damn, I the grass is always greener on the other side. I'm like, all you have to do is show up and you get paid.
Yeah.
Like, that's dope. You
Right.
know, like, 'cause like I have to beyond show up. Yeah, you might see me being able to like take a day off maybe once in a while. What you don't see is that I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out how the fuck I'm gonna make this happen. You know, I'm not gonna share that with you, but you need to know if you're gonna get in this shit. You know, that's the reality.
And that's the thing about, just building the business in an honest level is that tell the people the truth. How much emotional weight does debt carry for people in the space that you're seeing right now?
Well, that's a really good question. So we help consumers that have fell behind on their bills, right? It's quite interesting because up until what we did, the industry, the debt relief industry as a whole, in many ways takes advantage of people because it's so expensive and people are sort of preyed upon when they're at their weakest moment, right? And on the other side, they're behind on their bills, which is stress all in itself, right? Because our whole ecosystem in the United States of America is like keeping up with the Joneses. So it's like not only can you not afford what somebody has next to you, and you have the weight of that sort of imbalance of feeling good about yourself, when you fall behind on a bill, you know, your credit score goes down, which is like the gamified score of like you being like a good person in today's society. And then on top of that, you're getting phone calls and legal letters and all that shit. So it's quite extensive. I mean, having issues with your finances, statistics show us that it's the number one cause of divorce and suicide in our country. Right. So that's how big it is, right? People are killing themselves over it. And what I want to do is not only provide solutions, I also want to somehow tell people that it's okay because the system was built. That, don't get me wrong, there are quite a bit of irresponsible people in the world. But let's not forget that you learn how to dissect a frog in high school, but you don't learn how to use a credit card, right? Like you don't know exactly what you're signing when you're signing up for a credit card that compounds interest at a 29% month over month, day over day. So, you know, I have empathy, but also like what it does for people and their families. I mean, it's a killer. It's an absolute killer.
No, I feel that. We lost everything in an investment a few years back. It's been quite a few years back, and slowly building that up, and this is the first year where we've like crawled out of that debt hole, and I feel a difference physically. Like physically
Yeah.
knowing that this is packaged up and this is taken care of, like it is a
The
weight
air's
lifted
different.
off. Yes,
The
the air is
air's
different.
different.
I feel like a grown up. I'm like, we're getting
Yeah.
our shit together. Like, this is
Yeah.
so nice. This is
I
so
know, I know, I
nice.
know, I know.
You know?
Well,
So,
that's our point. We want to bring
yeah.
people there. That's why we call the
Yeah.
company Relief, because yeah, you're not there yet, but you will be. You
Yeah.
know, no matter what, you will be. No
Yeah.
matter what, even if you don't have any money now, you still will be. Because that's this shit is so bad.
Yep.
Like everybody's going through it. One in four people in our country
Yeah.
have an account that's so past due, it's in collections.
Yeah.
That's 67 million people have at least one account.
Damn.
So you are by far, not only are you not alone, the problem is so big, there has to be solutions for
Yeah.
it. So like get out of your head. You know,
Yeah.
you will be cool. So that's why we did it, and that's why we continue to build it.
Yeah.
It's not just to algorithmically get people out of debt. It's to show you that you're gonna be okay through this time, you
Right.
know?
Isn't it ironic, the country, our debt score, like our credit score, right? And you know, my husband and I are proud. Our credit score is very nice now. It took a long time to get
Yeah.
there, but like we're proud of that. But yeah, also the people giving us the debt score, the credit score, are the most, you know, ridiculous with money, and financially are in the biggest debt. So I think that, you know, it's not lost on me that,
Yeah.
you know, our government is terrible with money, but they
Yeah.
hold us to a
Yeah.
standard of like, get your
Yeah.
shit together and
Well, and
get good money.
we don't have a money printer in our backyard.
Correct.
You know, they could just go and print money. It's like where
Correct.
we got to go and get a third job, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it's the real world. It's the real world. And I think, you know, what do you see your clients, do you get to see that shift just even psychologically, when they're feeling trapped financially and you give them that window of hope, do you get to see a change immediately, or do they not believe you? Are they like, yeah, I'm not buying what you're selling yet?
Yeah, so well, the good news, well, the benefit of being like a technology rather than like a salesperson, like we don't have a call center like selling people. We want to provide as much transparency as possible.
Yeah.
It's in an app, right? So
Oh,
like
sweet.
yeah. So you don't
Okay.
have to do anything. You don't have to get on the phone with anybody. So like everybody understands that going in. So there's not really a barrier to trust, you know, and like our
Ah.
fees are like the industry at whole charges tens of thousands of dollars per instance.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we charge $20 a month,
Yeah.
right? On, you know, and you could get a weekly plan that's, you know, that fits your budget. So people aren't really questioning that. So we don't really get a lot like, what are you selling
You're
here?
not on the emotional side of it. You're
Well,
getting
we, you
their,
know, we
like,
are in a way, but like more
okay.
so like it's like, okay, I could see everything. Like it's not somebody selling me. It's like you're showing me my own data because we pull credit, we show them their options, the nuances, we educate people in app on, you know, availability of things and so on and so forth. But
Yeah.
to answer your question specifically about the feelings that people get and what you know, emotion we could see people going through. So when we do user testing, which is quite often, we could see, we do opted in like video on user behavior. And when like many people that get to our app feel like there's nothing that could be done with their situation, like I'm
Yeah.
so fucked,
Yeah.
like there's zero chance that anything's gonna help me. So once they see like the opening screen, like that we help this specific situation, you could see that release of tension. And that breath that they take, it's almost like that's why we called it relief,
Yeah.
because we want you to go there. And many times, like there's overflow of like people that we help that get in touch with me directly, because I'm very open about what we're building on my social and,
Yeah.
you know, just talking about the business. And some ads, there's founder-led ads that I'm in our advertisement. So people reach out to me, and I love that because I get to actually see the help that we provide people.
Yeah.
Like, and I get hit up on like Facebook and Instagram all the time in my DMs, where I'm like, you know, yeah, there's an app, but like I've been in this industry for over 25 years. Like, let me help you directly. Let me like guide you through this. And like I don't do it for any other purpose than to really feel connected
Love that.
to the value that we're creating,
Yeah.
you know? So I see that emotion in real time, and it's fucking wonderful.
Yeah, I love that. What made you want Jason, what made you want to build something specifically around debt management?
So I was exposed to the industry right out of high school, and I built my first business in the industry, and I liked helping people, but I fucking hated the business model.
Ah.
And I was always like, this sucks. And then I went on to do different ventures. I built a tech business. I exited that. I built a business incubator in New York City that we scaled across the country with some really great partners. And while we were building our incubator, which is basically a place where entrepreneurs can build their ideas with like-minded people, and we built these centers where we, people would go in and work out of. And I saw people building, like taking really like archaic business structure and redefining what the business looked like through new advancements in technology.
Yeah.
And I was really inspired that by that. I mean, I've seen like, companies like Casper take like a mat, like revolutionize the mattress industry. So I'm like,
Yeah.
wow, if they could do that, like I can go back into debt and redefine what it looks like. And then while I was like conceptualizing this idea, and I exited my last business, COVID hit.
Okay.
And I think that one of the really big benefits, and I lived in New York at the time, so we were like on full lockdown, like
Yeah.
you like there's nothing to do but like think and like spend time. I think it was a massive benefit to like pausing life. It
Yeah.
was like, what do I want to do with my time on earth?
Right.
And it was like the mixture of all these things was like, okay, I want to really do something big. I know that I have access to information that most people don't.
Yeah.
And I really want to fucking help people. And that was the birth of, Relief.
That's amazing. What do you see? What is the one thing you wish you could fix right now that's broken about the way society just talks about debt and financial recovery?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I would do is I would go early in the educational process, like in elementary school even, and explain how compounding interest works.
Yeah.
I don't think the normal person, well, I know that the normal person just doesn't have a general idea on how credit cards actually work. And when you understand that, yeah, it's, you're carrying maybe a debt that you feel like you can make minimum payments on, but those minimum payments are really getting you nowhere. And in some cases, your balance is actually growing. And you
Yeah.
can use compounding interest in two ways. It could either be used against you or for you, right? And so, in the case where you're making wise investments and you're letting those investments compound, you're using it for you. And when you're paying minimum payments on a credit card, compounding interest is actually against you. And
Yeah.
I think, very simply put, we can inject that ideology early on in our society where we're just not, right? So that's, I would immediately do that.
Yeah. No, I think that's
Because it
great.
kills families, not to
Yeah.
interrupt you, but it kills families. This debt is crushing, it's crippling.
It does. And I mean it disconnects everything because especially like, my husband is the provider. He's the one that is, going to the job and I'm the stay-at-home mom. I homeschool our kids. I do these things and I even know a difference of like the weight of who he was when we're making those minimum payments and our balances are going up. And I'm like, look, something's not working right now. Like we really have to figure this out because we're just burning money. We may as well just light it on fire. Cause
Totally.
it's not we're not getting anywhere. But I could see that it's just heavy and he can't be in the moment with us when he feels that heaviness, right? So absolutely it's breaking families. And it's like it's the elephant in the room. It's just this unspoken cloud of like we can't breathe, we can't,
Totally.
we can't move. And I know because I'm just out from under it, right? So like I know that feeling. I know the relief. I love the work that you're doing. And I think, people have to be resilient, but I love that you're giving them the hope and the structure for this. This isn't talked about enough. It's not because it's a shame thing, right?
It is.
Like
There's a
there's a
huge
lot of shame.
stigma.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that too. It's like Some people are living double lives. Like, you don't even know about it. Like, you could be, because people are so shameful. It's like, this is what's happening. Like, you don't talk about this at dinner parties. It's something you're proud of, And when that the powers that be use this to their advantage, right? Because if everybody talked about it, you would see how to get out of it, right?
Exactly.
And that's what we want to do with the business. It's like, you don't do it on your own, like on your own time with your own power. You still have power. You still have the leverage. You're still a consumer. You're still alive, right? You have power. You just don't know it. And that's exactly what we're putting in people's hands
Giving them their power back.
and dignity.
Yeah, I love that. You've mentored founders, Jason. I want to talk about that for a second because what separates the people who make it from the people who are collapsing?
Well, so I do. I love to. I feel like it's very therapeutic to help other people with their problems,
Yeah.
I find, and you said it earlier, like it there's only one common denominator that I see time and time again with successful people, and it's that they kept going, right? Because like the shit's going to happen to you. So it's either you go, oh fuck, I can't do this anymore. Or, all right, this is my job. The power that I'm going to gain from figuring this out is going to be so net positive. And also the other thing that I just want to emphasize is like, not only do I, because you see these massive wins in the media, Facebook buying a business for $1 billion or whatever the hell it is, but the reality is like that's not only is that extremely rare, the game is in inches, right? You're not going to have that overnight pow. That is like a lottery ticket, right? It's inch by inch, just like the journey of life, right? You didn't get, like, let's say weight loss. You're not going to lose 100 pounds in a day. It's over time you develop habits. And if your habits are a net positive on your body, you're going to lose weight, right? Calorie in, calories out. The game of life is mimics entrepreneurship in that fashion, right? So know that, it's going to be a long journey. It's going to be a fucking hard journey, and it's going to be in inches. And those inches that you go forward with, as far as you get, you'll get knocked all the way the fuck back down, and you have to keep going and going and going, because like I said earlier, and you even mentioned, like, the universe is going to test your shit,
It is, and I, even my husband sometimes is like, I don't know how you do it. Because he's seen me in the arena, right? He goes to work, he shows up, he gets paid, he comes home. Like, that's his thing. I'm constantly in a building season or a rebuilding season. And when we lost our asses, I mean, we lost everything. I thought we were going to lose our house. I was like 2 months behind on the mortgage. We gave everything to this investment and we ate shit. It was the most embarrassing, humbling, humiliating thing. We went from thinking like everything's going to be amazing, our dream lives. I'm asking my kids, what's your dream car? To like, dude, how are we going to feed them this week? Okay. Six kids. How are we going to feed them?
Damn, you've
I
been
got
busy,
so,
girl.
yeah, I got so depressed after that where I wanted to quit. I saw it. I'm like, that's it. I'm just going to fucking go get a job in the real world, work a 9 to 5 and I'm done. I quit. And the minute I said that, it was like, hold on a second. Like, if you're not going to step into this entrepreneurial spirit, like, who even are you? You know, it was my come to Jesus talk with myself of like, I wouldn't be living. I would be dead. I'm not the person that's going to wake up and go work for, Walmart. And I love that. We need the people at Walmart. If that works for you, that's great. But this is an entrepreneur conversation. So I'm speaking to my entrepreneurs because this is the point, is that there's no other option for me. I may as well be dead. If I'm not going to wake up and step into my potential and try, do what I can to show people what's possible, to help people get into their potential, I may as well be dead because what is my life? What is that quality? What is my legacy? And I think once you get to that rock bottom, it's how you get launched to find your voice, and people watch the shifts. Like you find who you are in the hardest moments. But for entrepreneurs, I just feel like maybe you're listening to this and you're like, shit, that's not worth it. It's not worth it to be in the arena and get knocked down. Go ahead and think that. Like, just sit with that for a minute and say you quit. Say you're going to give up. Say you're not going to do anything else and you're just going to stay where you are. Like, what does that get you in 10 years, in 5 years? Shit, give yourself a year. A year from now, you do nothing to move the needle. How do you feel about yourself? What is your quality of life? What is your legacy going to be? So I say, if you could sit with that and you don't care, then this conversation wasn't for you in the first place. But for everybody else, it's worth it. And that rock bottom has been my launching pad every single time. Every single time. So keep going. Yeah, it's not easy, but that's what makes us special, is that you just keep going anyway. Because what is the alternative? I may as well be dead. What is the point? What is the difference, Jason? We are coming up on our time here, but I want to ask you another question. What is the difference between building for ego versus building for impact? I think your answer is going to be amazing.
Well, thank you. It's a great question. I think that I can, my experience as a younger entrepreneur, I look back and I was very into headlines and seeing myself in the press and being able to brag and putting things up on early social media at the time. And I look back and it, yes, that there are benefits to doing that. There are actual fundamental benefits of doing that for business development purposes, for people to for you to have credibility. I think that there's a, but when you're doing it from a pure ego perspective and there's no tangible like tie into business. Like you're basically just doing it for attention. And I think that's clear, right? That's like a clear indicator. Like if I'm not making money or if people aren't benefiting from this or if my business isn't benefiting from this, why the fuck am I doing it? Whereas now I do everything solely on my ability to think that this ties back to my business, right? Like even speaking to you or helping others, right? Even speaking to you, like I get invited on a lot of shows, and 90% of the time I don't do it because it's like, why am I doing this? Like, what's the point? Like, because I kind of just brag about my accomplishments. Like, I don't want to fucking do that. But with you, it's like, I really want to show people what it's like to build a business. And like, you do that. And I'm like, I'm in. But if I get to talk about relief, it's like a double bonus because maybe somebody here is watching this or listening to this that has a debt that didn't know that something can help them. That's great. That's a bottom line. So I don't do things now to just hear my own voice. It has to be a net positive. And over the years, I think it just comes with maturity where it's like now I see net positive as a different result than just seeing myself in like a blog or a publication.
Perfect. Well said. And I mean, we're going to talk about relief right now because I guarantee there's someone probably listening to this. I don't think it's a mistake you said yes. I think God uses everything and everybody. So I'm saying, what would you say to the person listening right now who feels financially buried, and then make sure my audience knows where they can find you?
Well, so first off, I just want to tell you, if you're listening, which you probably are, given the statistics in our country, you are more than just your credit score. That's number one. You have your whole life to live, and that this too shall pass, as my grandfather used to say. There are new forms of technology that are making it apparent that as broken as you feel, the system is more broken, and these new advancements in technology and media will show you that. And that's what we built with Relief. So we're here to help. And I'm here to help. So you're not alone. There are options. Even if they don't exist right now, there are still options. But ultimately, you will get through this and there will be light at the end of the tunnel, 100%. So calm yourself. We're all going through it. We're all going through shit. And pick yourself up. Stop playing the victim. Right? Like at one side, I'm empathetic. On the other side, like grow up, let's do shit. Let's do
Let's do
something
it.
cool together. Right?
Makes sense.
Fucking do it. And I'm here too. So feel free to DM me on my Instagram. It's at Jason Saltzman. On Twitter, it's at Saltzman Jason. You could find me everywhere. I'm here to help. And that's really it. Let's go.
Let's go. Just fucking do it, you guys. Like, that's the
Fucking
answer.
do it.
Jason, this is the part of the show where I get to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's badass, but it's not that you've built the successful businesses. I think that's great. It's that you really got down to the point and you understand the human side of pressure and you were willing to discover that piece for yourself so you can help other people find it. You see what debt does to people, what fear is doing to people, what financial shame does to people. Instead of just building companies, you're building solutions that are helping people breathe again. You are healing families. You are healing people. You are giving people their power back, their voice back. I think that matters so much. I think what you do is incredible work, and I'm definitely going to be praying for your journey. I think you're incredibly special. To everyone listening, money pressure, that's the real deal. There's not one person that could come on here and tell me they've never felt it. Okay. Debt is heavy. Entrepreneurship is hard. And success without peace is not freedom. But the thing is that you're not stuck there forever. You were not created to live buried under shame and fear and survival mode. So get the fuck over yourself. There's always another move. There's always another strategy. There's another opportunity to rebuild. So I'm telling you just to be wise and be resilient. Find your resilience. Okay. Your mess is your message. The financial mistakes, the pressure, the seasons where you had no idea how you were actually going to make it to the next moment, but you did it anyway. That's where your strength gets built. So if this episode hit, please help me share it out. There is someone that needs to hear Jason's message that would never hear it if you can't take this little selfless moment and share out the show. Okay. Make sure you leave a review. Stars are cute, but the words are what get Jason's episode up in the algorithm. If you guys are ready for the hot seat, I dare you to come tell me why you're special. Jason, this was awesome. Exactly. A great conversation, a great surprise. I appreciate you and I love the work you're doing. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.